Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. And we are highly grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Job, chapter 12 and verse 8. The book of Job 12 and verse 8. You know, it says, "Or speak to the earth and it will teach you. Let the fish of the sea inform you." Wow. You know, brothers and sisters, that God can speak to us in various different ways, and He speaks to us through His created nature. You know, beautiful it is all around through His creation. And Patriarch Job wrote so beautifully. He wrote, "Speak to the earth and it will teach you." You know, beautiful story I read about George Washington Carver, and he's considered one of history's greatest scientific minds. And around the turn of the 20th century, agriculture in southern states of America was suffering. The boll weevil was destroying cotton crops, and the soil was being depleted of nutrients because farmers planted cotton year after year. It was George Washington Carver who pioneered the idea of crop rotation. He urged farmers to plant peanuts, and they did. The plan revived the soil, but farmers were upset because there was no market for peanuts. The plentiful peanut crops decayed in warehouses. When they grumbled to Carver, he did what he had always done. He prayed. He regularly got up at 4 a.m., walked across the woods, and asked God to disclose the mysteries of nature to him. And one of his favorite scriptures was, "Speak to the earth, and it will teach you." Carver literally asked God to reveal the secrets of nature, and God did. And as a result, Carver discovered more than 300 uses for the peanut. Or perhaps more accurately, the Lord revealed more than 300 uses to him. They comprised everything from shaving cream to glue to cosmetics to soap to sauces to insecticide to linoleum to wood stains and to fertilizers. Carver said, "I love to think of nature as wireless telegraph stations through which God speaks to us every day, every hour, and every moment of our lives." So my dear brothers and sisters, today, God will speak to you in many different ways. You just have to be sensitive and listen to the voice of God. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Lord, we come across amazing stories of how you speak to your people. Lord, through your creation, through the nature, through the earth, through the fish. Lord, we want to say thank you. Let the fish of the sea inform you. Amazing. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for your word that is so insightful. Your word that teaches us deep and great things. Lord, I pray that you will grant us that sensitivity in our spirit, O God, that we'll be attuned with the Holy Spirit, that we will walk with God, we will talk with God, we will hear from God. And Lord, we know, O Father God, that you always desire to commune with us and communicate with us and reveal the deep and the secret things from every source that is available. You are our source, O God. And we pray the Lord, you will reveal yourself unto us in a greater measure. Give us innovation. Give us creativity. Lord, I pray that the power of God will flow through us and that Jehovah will be glorified. I thank you, Lord. Today, as your people step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, bless them. Be with them, O Lord. Uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, because they are yours. They are called by your name, Lord, and I thank you. Father, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we give you the praise for that. We give you the glory and the honor, because you are an awesome God, O Father. You are not happy when your children are struggling or they are sick, O Father. You desire to come through and to deliver them from their bondages. And I speak, O Lord, healing into each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were all healed and made whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.